The dead littered the landscape. Small fires, scattered sporadically by rocket and cannon blasts, flickered across the scene of battle, slapping uselessly at the morning breeze. Though ripe with the scent of death and bitter finality, the air was still cool. The morning had brought with it winter's last dance. Spring had not yet come. Inside the Alamo, all 189 combatants were dead. Among them were two men who had already achieved legendary status during their lifetimes. But in the instant that they met their earthly end and were thrust into the endless forest of eternity, they had become epic, timeless, ageless, mythic icons of the American frontier. Jim Bowie, the 39-year-old Arkansas knife-fighting adventurer, bedridden by pneumonia and tuberculosis, was found in his south wall sickbed in a near unrecognizable state. At the palisade wall lay the broken body of the famous David Crockett, his peculiar cap resting just out of arm's reach. Surrounding his body were the corpses of a dozen Mexican soldiers, who came to learn that in the heated fury of mortal combat, Crockett the man and Crockett the legend were actually one and the same. As morning gave way to afternoon, the skies began to fill and were then choked with the frenzied squawks of ravenous buzzards. Finally, and with gruesome resolve, they descended into a grisly feast. Then, as dusk came and eventual darkness, the funeral pyres burned brightly inside the Alamo.